Welcome back to it on a Friday. Good to have you here. My next guest has a pretty good seat for everything going on in D.C. I was in the front rows watching Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and company do their thing in creating these articles of impeachment and ramming them through the House, and must have a thing or two to say now that the House managers say, well, we need more evidence. Well, I would suspect you do because you have no case. Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan 7th Congressional District here. Congressman, welcome back.
That was a yawn. I mean, how many times can we hear the same thing over and over again? Mm. You know, it was Darwin that said, "Great is the power of steady misrepresentation," and that's what we're hearing. Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, trying to make people believe that they have a case that justifies impeachment, when in fact this is just a worn-out effort again for 3 years now to overturn the people's will in the elections of 2016 and say they're just they just didn't know what they were doing, and so we've got to get rid of this president.
Well, yet, I want to ask you about a little bit of what I've seen here. I wanted to, if you could, tune up bite number seven there in New York. Tune up bite number seven. I just want the congressman to hear about 15 seconds of this. It'll say a lot. Breitbart put this together, boiling down what Adam Schiff has said to the United States Senate about why this president is such a danger. Bite number seven, go.
Russian activity and disinformation.
Russian military agency, Russia alone, Russian forces. President Putin's Russian expansionism. The Russians. The Russians. Russia, Russian, Russia, Russia's, Russian, Russia's, Russia, 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 not Russia, 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 Russia. The Kremlin.
All right, Ed, so you get the idea. Apparently it's Russia, Congressman. And worse, if we don't send military aid to Ukraine, Adam Schiff told us, we won't be fighting Russia over there. We'll be fighting them over here, you see. And that's why it's so... I didn't realize we are at war with Russia. I didn't realize we were fighting them over there currently. But apparently if we don't send money, and Donald Trump must have damn well known this, that we'll be fighting them in the streets of Des Moines anytime soon. Help me here.
Didn't we send $75 million of taxpayers' dollars to the Mueller investigation that said there was no Russian collusion that went on? And wasn't that what they wanted, the investigation? And they spent a lot of time trying to keep anything from moving in this country, like the economy, during that period of time. And yet we have a strong economy, have ever-growing GDP. We have a vital stock market. You can go on and on. And yesterday I have the FCC chairman, Pai, here in my district, looking at the issues that we've wanted to happen a long time, and that's rural broadband. And we're moving more forward toward that with the opportunities of having the same type of internet capabilities and access that we have in cities now and in rural communities. All of this is good, I think, and this is what the American people voted for in 2016. Even though they were deplorables in Adam Schiff's mind.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you about this. I've looked at what's going on a few occasions already. He's probably spent a couple hours looking at what the Senate has done. And I've concluded, again, this is just worn-out effort to discredit a president that has brought this country around.
I certainly hope that the United States Senate doesn't wobble, because if they start taking witnesses, we'll be in this for 8 or 10 weeks. I don't think I have the stomach for it. I don't know who does. More polling out today, the support for impeaching and removing the president dwindles every day, it seems. And here in Michigan, you're out in the district, you know that. In your district, support is continuing to plummet. I mean, there is no support in Michigan or Ohio or Pennsylvania, Wisconsin that's significant enough to continue with this charade. It's over. They blew it. It's done. And I want to come back to the things that you're talking about, whether it's USMCA or trade policies that we're getting together with China, whether we're talking about dealing with, you know, this outbreak of this virus coming from China. There are much more important things to deal with than the endless nonsense and noise coming from the Democrats in the House of Representatives. Help me.
Oh, absolutely. And again, that is their purpose, to make it appear. And you've got a welcoming national media that is only all too willing to try to make all of this issue the issue, as opposed to talking about the successes we have, and this country is moving forward, and people are working. And oh, by the way, the lowest income factors are the ones who've received the greatest benefit from the tax cuts and the growth in the economy and the growth in jobs. and the African-American, Hispanic, Asian community has continues to have record low unemployment figures and opportunities. So we ought to be talking about education and moving it forward to train people for the real-world jobs and not only living wage jobs, but expandable wage jobs that can go on. That's available to us right now when we see the trade policies that have been put in place, USMCA, China, Japan, and Korea, all of those going the right direction for one major country, and that's the United States, right? So this is a time we ought to be expanding. Then the opioid heroin abuse issue, all of that moving forward, and then you look into all that's going on in the web and making sure that we have a secure place for people to use. Those are issues that are being held up because of impeachment.
Yeah, exactly true. Congressman Tim Walberg here. Pretty good list of accomplishments there. Meanwhile, we're doing more things to secure the southern border. We're doing more to make sure that our rivers and lakes and air are clean. We're making sure that, you're talking about the broadband in rural areas, making sure that that connects those that have bigger challenges, because that helps education, that helps job opportunity, that helps people in areas that might otherwise not be connected in the same way people in urban areas are. So that's a game changer, isn't it?
It helps our environment. I spoke last night to a mineral conservation district, as I did earlier in the week to the Lenawee district, and we talked about the fact that broadband gives capabilities to the amazing agricultural industry that people outside of it don't think of them as high tech, and indeed they're high tech when you can take your equipment and go down the field and only drop as much nutrients, fertilizers, et cetera, chemicals into the field as is necessary at that very spot, GPS tracked on the ground. When you have the internet capability on the tractor or the combine or whatever, it's amazing stuff, and it adds to our ability to secure this earth, to be good stewards of the earth. And yet the other side has been fighting for 3 years to stop all of this progress that has been brought about by a president who, sure, has a personality that leaves something to be desired in people's minds, but the policies have made this country stronger, and we ought to be thankful for that.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Adam Schiff is dropping plenty of fertilizer in front of the United States Senate, you know, safe to say, right?
Kindly stated.
Yeah, kindly stated, yeah. Spreading, you know, as you grew up in the country, you got a manure spreader out there that they take from the barn out to the field. Always a lovely day at the house when they do that around your house. At any rate, Congressman, good having you here. Good perspective, as always. Got about 20 seconds here. Anything big you're working on this week besides all of this?
Well, we've been back in the district meeting with the people in a town hall in Eaton Rapids the other day, I think, proved the fact that the American people are growing very tired of this impeachment when only two questions out of the entire hour were on the impeachment issue. And I think America needs to rejoice in the fact that we have opportunities we haven't had before. Let's move forward. And, oh, by the way, we are Americans, the best place on the face of the earth.
Amen. Let's get an amen to that. Congressman Tim Walberg, always appreciate you being here. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Look forward to it. Have a great weekend.
There you have it. Congressman Tim Walberg. Straight ahead, Hogan Gidley from the White House will be stopping in. Don't go anywhere.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God!
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.